This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're in class with us. Blake is engineering the broadcast, and I'm chuckling because I was reliving the story about how the corrupt state of Missouri came after our family for unpaid sales taxes in the amount of $100,000 spread over 2 years. And I was telling the story about, it was unfounded, it was all made up, and they decided that they were going to go after people to fill their coffers, so they can continue getting this unjustified salaries for make work that they have in government offices. And what led to that? Well, by the way, we won that one. That was a lot of fun. I was on medication at that time, steroids. And my doctor prescribed them, and I didn't want to take them, but man, they make you grumpy. And it was perfect timing to go after the corrupt state of Missouri. And why am I mentioning this? Well, headlines in the KansasCity.com website. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens resigns, ending a political career once aimed at presidency. God forbid that guy would have been president. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Grumpy. I'm thinking about the maybe grumpy is not the right word. I'm thinking about all these government thugs that allegedly are there to protect and serve and carry out the people's work, and here we've got a governor who stormed into the governor's office, so this website says, vowing to clean up a government he said was corrupt. And here's the guy that was buried in an avalanche of scandal and felony charges, misusing campaign funds, misusing the campaign donors lists, misusing funds, misusing all kinds of things this guy was involved in. And he's secretive. He's a former Navy SEAL. And it says that he had an affair with a woman in 2015, allegedly. And he took a nude photo of her without her consent and used it to blackmail her to keep her from talking about their relationship. The guy's married. He's got a family. He's one of these guys that had presidential ambitions. And it's really allegedly forced her into oral sex. I mean, this guy, if this is all true, good riddance. Good riddance. So, we talked about the corrupt state of Missouri. And I was telling Blake, our engineer today, that a little bit about, my story with the corrupt state of Missouri coming after us allegedly for unpaid sales tax in the amount of $100,000, which is totally fallacious. And, at 8%, you have to sell like $1 million worth of stuff, in state to wow. Owe them. Yeah, yeah. So
where would you get $1 million worth of cows?
Yeah. Yeah. So,
do I have any idea what $1 million worth of cattle looks like?
First of all, these we're talking about government types, right? They don't know much about anything. Yeah, I believe, and this is going to make some people very angry, but this is not something I just came up with. I believe this back in the 70s, that the government employs people to keep them off the street. How about that? A lot of government jobs are just to keep people off the street. Because they wouldn't be able to find a job if they didn't have a government job. Who would hire them? And what would you hire them for? I mean, just... Here goes some of our broadcast class. They're turning off the radios right now and their computers. Because I really think that you really have to be pretty bright, and you really have to be determined, and you really have to have some drive and motivation to be successful in many positions in private business today. And I think those who don't have that drive can get government jobs. What do you think? Do you think that's far-fetched?
Well, not really. Given that, from what I've seen of government workers, they seem to have an IQ of somewhere between 80 and 100. But they seem to think that they have an elevated view of who they are as human beings, as if they walk around on a little gold cloud, and the rest of us have to more or less kiss their angel dust. And they have no idea that all these wonderful people that work around them are actually totally hated by everybody outside of their office.
Yeah, and if you get a chance to get in an elevator, you know, one of those office buildings where this, you know, these government employees work, and you listen to them, you know, having idle chat in the elevator, you know, where they're away from their desk, okay, away from what they talk about. They talk about other people who they despise, who they work with, and you know, Sally's getting ahead, and it's not fair. And they talk about little stuff, little meaningless stuff, and where they had, you know, donuts the last time they had donuts, where they were, and how great they were. Really, you know, people in my world don't even talk about that kind of stuff. It's we don't have time to talk about that stuff. It doesn't enter our thought process about, you know, these silly discussions. You know, we talk about more important things, like getting the job done, whatever it might happen to be. And, Gwyneth, that was something I wanted to mention today. I got a couple emails asking me to discuss a specific topic, and that is automotive type thing. So I just wanted to share to address that. I want to talk about a product that I use, and this is not a commercial. The last time I bought this product was about 15 to 20 years ago. It's called Copper Coat, COPPER Coat. Two words. Comes in an 8-ounce little jar, plastic jar, has a brush and a cap. And you unscrew the cap and it has this little brush. And really what it is, it's copper dust and oil. And it's a very fine copper dust, about the consistency of ground white flour. So it now costs about $15. I paid about $8 for it 15 or 20 years ago. And I use it for, like if I take out spark plugs, and I put new spark plugs in, I will coat the threads very lightly with this copper coat. And that will allow me to remove the spark plugs later. They won't get seized or rusted in place. Okay? And so nuts and bolts that I plan on taking out, I will put a little bit of copper coat on the threads that, where the nut and bolt join. So that's the kind of thing I do. And I also use it on, and this is, I'm going to be very careful when I say this, I even use it on wheel bolts and lug nuts for automotive wheels. Now, you have to be extremely careful when you do this, because copper coat will prevent the nuts and bolts from sticking together or rusting together. That also means that they can come apart more easily, which also means that if you use them on your wheels, your lug nuts can come off if you don't put them on properly. So what I'm going to tell you is if you want to do this, make sure you use a torque wrench, torque it to the specifications that are indicated by your manufacturer. And if you do it, your lug nuts will last a lot longer and your wheel studs will last a lot longer and you'll be able to take them off a lot easier. Okay, but you want to make sure that you don't do it in such a way that your lug nuts are going to come off while you're traveling down the road. So if you decide to do that at your own risk. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm just saying that I do it. And I have for a very long time, decades. Probably I've lubricated with grease lug nuts on wheels for, well, since the 1960s. But you've got to be very, very careful because you can do it in such a way that the lug nuts will come off. So use a torque wrench and torque in a star pattern, which means you don't go around in a circle. You, let's say you're going to torque to 100 pounds of torque total on the wheels, and you'd start with maybe 20 pounds, and you go one lug nut, and then you go diagonally across to the opposite side of the axle. And then you keep going opposite side, and you go, and then ultimately when you go with, let's say, we'll start with 20 pounds, then the next round will be 40 pounds, then 60 pounds, then 80 pounds, then 100 pounds, then when you get to 100 pounds, you ultimately go around in a circle and make sure that you've torqued them all to the same amount, and I do that twice. I go around that final circle twice to make sure that they're torqued correctly. So you can get your torque wrench at Harbor Freight, about $20 on sale. And I talked about Copper Coat. Have you ever used Copper Coat, Gwyneth?
I've never used Copper Coat or anything like it. But it sounds like an excellent product.
Well, it's just simply copper dust and oil.
Yep. There is a product out there that kind of does the reverse of Copper Coat, and it's called Loctite.
Yeah, that's exactly the opposite.
My dad was a big Loctite fan. he was, I think I mentioned he was a master engineer, and he always had a tube of Loctite, and it was often in his pocket.
Okay,
and,
class Loctite,
he would
L-O-C.
Never be without it. There's an unlocker for Loctite that you can get, so that if you've got a nut that was Loctite in the past, you can just squirt some of this unlocker for the Loctite onto the nut, and you'll be able to get the nut off a lot easier if you ever have to in the future. I don't know if people were aware of that.
No, I wasn't. I used a hot wrench, which is called a torch. We'll be right back.
That'll work.
Yeah.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia, and she mentioned the product Loctite, L-O-C-T-I-T-E. This is not a commercial either. And this is a product that has a very low viscosity, and it's an acrylic compound. And what it does is it will seal the or lock the threads of, let's say, a nut and a bolt, or whatever you're screwing a bolt into. It'll prevent, or an Allen set screw. You know, if you don't want it to back out or come loose, you use Loctite, and it will make it more difficult for that fastener to come loose. Now, the problem is, if you want to later on loosen it, it's more difficult. And so you said there is a compound that's an unlocker, which is pretty cool. I didn't know about that, so I just used what's called a hot wrench, which really means an acetylene torch. I just heat it up and it kind of melts and lowers or increases the willingness for it to unlock. That's what I do. But that's really interesting, Gwyneth, and I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, it's just something I remembered, because I remembered him pulling out this tube of Loctite and then the tube of unlocker as well. Yep. I can't remember what the unlocker is called, but it is actually made by the Loctite company, because obviously this problem is going to occur from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's a worldwide product.
Yeah, what you were saying about governments, I'm just so over them going over our crooked toenails and, you know, or inventing crooked toenails. And when they are, you know, as guilty as sin and belong in the ninth circle, basically. I found a book at the bookstore last time I was in town, and it was called Dante's Inferno. So we've been gradually we've had for the last few nights Dante's Inferno as our book reading. And you know something, because I read books and I read them out loud to my son. And if you read something like Dante's Inferno, it's actually a really, really, this might sound strange, but it's a really, really comforting read, because you realize that all of these evil people who are doing all this really, really bad stuff are not going to get away with it. You know,
comforting thought.
And it's a comforting thought to realize that, you know, and to see that there's all these appropriate punishments that are going to go out to all these people who have made our lives hell. And there seems to be no justice on the earth. And then you read Dante's Inferno and you realize that there is a God in heaven and that he is good. And that if they don't change their ways, that they've got something waiting for them on the other side.
And here's an illustration of the problem. So let's say you live in a small village. And in this small village, you know, most people know who's who. And most people know the troublemakers. So you've got a family of troublemakers. And let's say one of the family works, gets a job in a, you know, a minimum wage job at, let's say, a gas station. And, you know, the local gas station. And this person's miserable and grumpy, and, boy, you just don't want to be near this person. And you think, you know, this person tells you off, cusses and swears, and berates the management and hates his or her job. And it's just miserable to be around. And you think, you know what? I can call the owner and say, I just want to let you know that I don't like going to your gas station. And I don't like going there anymore because you've hired this person who's just miserable. And going in there ruins my day. So I'm not going there anymore. Now, let's say that miserable person gets fired. And now what happens? So now you've got this miserable person with nothing but time on his or her hands to make trouble. More trouble. At least when the person has the job, they're confined for 8 hours a day to doing less mischief, right? That's the problem. The problem is we look at that and we go, what is the lesser of the evils here? Well, let's let this person be miserable in this job and we'll get our guests someplace else. That's the problem. We don't speak up. We'll be right back.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The abortion battle continues across America, especially in the southern states, where Louisiana lawmakers are now set to vote on a bill perhaps as soon as today that would ban abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected by doctors. And the bill presented by a Democrat doesn't include any exceptions for victims of rape or incest. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential hopeful Kamala Harris says she has a plan to protect abortion rights. Speaking at a town hall event in South Carolina, the California senator said her plan would require Justice Department approval for any new abortion law if a state had violated Roe v. Wade over the past 25 years.
Those laws have to come before my Department of Justice for a review and approval, and until we determine that they are constitutional, they will not take effect.
That is heard on MSNBC, and this is USA Radio News.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area, and we don't trust anybody. And I need to tell you, I certainly didn't trust you guys at first. After all, you're like out of Utah. I was like, what is in Utah, really? Then I heard some little old man saying, oh, I'm not fruits and babies, and da, 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 da. And I was so, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. But I need to tell you that I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Hey, Gwyneth, in Australia, do they have these, like, convenience stores that used to, or gas stations, that used to have a compressor inside with an air hose, and if you needed air to inflate your tires, you just pulled up there and you cranked in the amount of pressure that you wanted, or, and used the air hose, and and inflated your tires, and when you're done, you just bring the hose and wind it back up, and it was free. Did they have that in Australia?
Yeah, many places still do. But often you have to get the nozzle off the attendant and then return the nozzle to the attendant at the end of it because there's been a thing of people stealing the nozzles.
Yeah. Okay.
Believe it
or not. And we have improved that in the United States. What we've done is we've decided that air is not free. And these convenience stores and gas stations charge for air. And
wow.
just a quick story to tell you how bad I think it is. So there's a locally owned independent convenience store / gas station. So you can get your diesel, you can get your gas. If you want to get something to eat, maybe a hot dog or something, they've got them, or snacks and sodas and things like that. Well, I traveled our gravel road, and I realized that my truck wasn't handling right. So I looked, and my tire was going flat. What happened was I picked up a stone, and it put a hole in my tire. And so I got it to this convenience store 11 miles from our farm, and I went to get air, and they had an air machine. This was after they closed. And it was four quarters to get air. So I put the four quarters. I had four quarters. And I put the quarters in there, and the machine fires up, and it gave me half the amount of air that I needed. And I was kind of frosted. I had a patch kit with me, and I patched it and sealed the leak with a patch plug. And all I needed was air. And I put my dollar in there, which I thought was outrageous. This was many years ago. And it gave me half the amount of air I needed. So I ended up doing the long process, which was taking the spare out of the truck and then changing the tire with the spare. And I got, everything was fine after that. So next time I passed this convenience store gas station, I went in and I said to the person behind the counter, "Do you know that it takes four quarters to get air out of your machine?" They said, "Yeah." I said, "Do you know that when you put four quarters in, that you get about half the amount of air that you need to inflate your tire?" They said, "Yeah." So, okay. Well, since you know that, I'm never coming back here, ever. And I've never been back.
Yeah.
And I try to only get ripped off one time. Second time, I try to prevent that. And that's the kind of nonsense that's going on in our country. Like, how much can we get out of people? Let's set this air machine so that it won't inflate a tire completely. And most of the people drive trucks around here. I'm talking about pickup trucks. They take more air than these little, motorized shoeboxes. These smart cars with these little tiny tires. So they've engineered it so you can't get enough air. And they know it. And I think $2 to inflate a tire is way over the top. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. I believe that companies are trying to figure out where the point is where the customers are going to go ballistic, and they just go like one degree less. But pretty soon, we're going to go ballistic, and we're going to lose our tempers. And I think it's going to happen. I really do. I think, I went to the John Deere store yesterday. I needed a drain plug for a hay mower. I was going to be doing hay. And the problem is that the drain plug is on the bottom of this hay mower. So I called up the dealer. I said, "Hey, I've got a John Deere 270 hay mower, and do you have the drain plug for that?" And the guy didn't say, "Let me look." Didn't confirm the information I gave him. Just put the phone down. Came back a couple minutes later, and he said, "Yeah, I got one." So, okay, can I have the number of the part, and I'll come in and pick it up. And so I went in, and he said, "You want the gasket to go with that?" And this is a little copper washer. It's the size, a little smaller than a penny, and it's like a penny hollowed out. A little copper washer. And so he writes down $8 and something for the drain plug. He writes down $4.11 for the copper washer. And I'm thinking, this copper washer should be about 4 cents. But he probably made a mistake, and he made it 41 cents. And I don't know what the extra one is, because he wrote 411. I said, that's not the price, Randy. He goes, oh, yeah, that's the price. I said, for this washer? He goes, yeah, it's copper. I said, I've got pennies that are made out of copper. And there's more material in the penny, like 9 times more material in the penny than in this copper washer. And so he said, you know, basically tough. And I'm thinking, here's John Deere, and what they're doing is they are taking advantage of the customers, because where else am I going to go to get this proprietary type washer? So I decided to find the manager. I went, found the manager, and he said, like, who are you looking for? And I said, I'm looking for the boss. And he said, how can I help you? So I took this washer I had between my thumb and my forefinger, and he was sitting down at his desk. I put it on his desk. I said, be really careful with this. This is a John Deere original part. Be really careful. I put this little washer on his desk, and he looked at me like, this guy's nuts. And I said, so how much do you think this costs? He goes, I don't know. I said, well, you're the boss, right? And you should know this. And he said, I don't know, $1.97. I said, well, it'd be a really expensive at $1.97, but you guys charge more than twice as much for this. He goes, yeah, that's really expensive. And he said, but you know what? I think Walmart's expensive. And I said, you do? He said, yeah. He said, you know, I don't buy yogurt at Walmart. And I said, okay. I said, but you're the only guys that sell green yogurt. Now, John Deere is green. I mean, that's known as the green tractor company, right? And he looked at me like, you know what? We got you. We don't negotiate. If you want it, buy it. If you don't want it, don't buy it. That's John Deere. John Deere is absolutely taking advantage of their customers. They are. Because when you want parts, they've got you by the throat. And I told them, I said, you've got me by the throat. And I let them know I wasn't happy. Now, I could blow up that relationship. I could make it worse. But they've got me by the throat. And how much do they have me by the throat? Well, this particular dealership owns all the John Deere franchises for like 200 miles. They've got me by the throat. So what do? And it's not just them. It's all these big companies. If you look at Comcast, you know, the cable company, you know, you start out with $29.99. Pretty soon it's over $100. Dish, same thing. Telephone, same thing. Cell phone, same thing. All these companies that entice you. Hey, it's only $19.95. That's for the first year. Then they've got you by the throat. Are they doing that in Australia too?
It's like this. you can't go around and move and do anything in Victoria without breaking some law or other. You know, the premier of the state has so filled the place with red tape that it's just absolutely crushing the economy. And it's really, really tragic to see. Oh, but if you're a Muslim, then you get a free pass. And you can do just about anything you like. And, you know, it's creating a lot of resentment among a lot of people, especially in Melbourne, but also elsewhere, because these people, these Muslims, they go around in gangs, and they do crimes, they smash stuff, they abduct children, they do all sorts of things, and yet somehow for them that's okay. But if we've got a crooked toenail, then we get sent to the wall.
I think you hit the nail right on the head. I think that the reason that things are so expensive, or one of the reasons, is because of the red tape and the regulations that the government corporation puts private corporations through. And it's so onerous. For example, I know a guy who had an independent dealership, and he sold tractors. And he was in a small city of, let's say, 15,000 people. The government corporation came over to him. This is like maybe 25 years ago. They said, you know, you're power washing these tractors and putting them on your front lot for sale, and you're cleaning them up and making them look good. You're shining them up. But, you know, when you power wash them, grease comes off them and oils, and it goes down the sewer. So you can't do that anymore. You have to put in a catchment system. And it cost him $25,000 to put in the catchment system on his own property that he owned, because they claimed that ultimately, you know, if it rained, the oils would somehow get into the sewer system and cause a city problem. So they made him do this. That's the kind of stuff they do. And I have another friend who owned an appliance store, an appliance/furniture store, and people would come and they'd park in his paved parking lot. It was black asphalt, and they would stop, pull head in, and a drop of oil would come out of the engine, you know, drip down, and successive cars drip, 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 drip. They made him dig up his parking lot at the cost of, I don't know, $25,000. And replace these drip marks, because the drippings from his customers' cars and vehicles would run into the sewer system. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. And it's getting expensive.
It's disgusting. It's really, really disgusting, because around here you've got 25% unemployment. And if you want to get a business going, you're going to be hammered by the municipality, because the municipality wants their cut.
They do. We'll be right back. Gwyneth Isaacs.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Gwyneth, we have a radio station near us in Missouri, and it's KLID. KLID, AM 1340 in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. And one of the owners of KLID is a wonderful lady, and her name is Sunny Skidmore. Now, Sunny has had some documentation tracing her lineage back to Richard the Lionheart. And she was wondering if you knew anything about the Skidmores and Richard the Lionheart, or Richard the Lion, Richard the First.
Okay, now, Richard the Lionheart was a very, very interesting guy. He wasn't actually English at all. He was Norman French. Okay. And he, in French, his name is Richard Coeur de Lion, which means, Richard with the heart of a lion. So Richard the Lionheart in English. He was a really, really interesting guy. He was probably one of the best, kings that England ever had. Unfortunately, he had a bit of a mongrel brother, whereas Richard was one of the best kings that England ever had, his brother was one of the worst kings that England ever had, and his brother was King John. Richard the Lionheart, he was fond of going on crusades, and he was the archetypical, knight in shining armor, who was also a king. And, but when he went away on the crusades, he left his brother in charge of his kingdom as Prince Regent. Okay. And then, one day, Richard he didn't want to go on, you know, he got kind of fed up with going on crusades, but he still wanted to go to war. And so he went across to France, and he was busy laying siege to a particular city in France. And a boy shot a crossbow at random. And the crossbow bolt went up into the air and came down and pierced a gap in Richard the Lionheart's armor and killed him. And Richard the Lionheart was famous for his chivalry, and he said, do not execute the lad for his sins. And then he died. But unfortunately for the boy, you know, the people around him weren't so sympathetic or chivalrous, and the boy was summarily executed for killing the king, admittedly. But the thing about Richard the Lionheart is he was a French man, and the French have had this cultural tradition going back a long, long time, and French men tend to marry, and they have a wife, and then they have a girlfriend, and then they have maybe a second and a third girlfriend. And they look after them all very, very well, and it's just something that's accepted in French culture. So, but it often has meant that there has been a string of what we in English would call illegitimate children. And I think that Sonny Skidmore, if she's descended from Richard the Lionheart, that it's likely that one of her female ancestors was one of Richard the Lionheart's girlfriends.
Interesting story.
And
Sunny, I'm sure, is going to call me and let me know what she thinks. She finds the information that you provide absolutely fascinating. So fascinating that she has USA Prepares running delayed prime time in the afternoon during drive time, the number one time slot on KLID. Thank you so much, Sunny Skidmore.
Wow, that's
we'll
right.
And she'll be learning about this afternoon.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.